Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter, and from Canada we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled The Good Shepherd.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. For this homily to make sense, I have to tell you that I belong to a community of Dominican nuns. When we first came out to British Columbia years ago, we were located in farm country, and we had a small flock of sheep. In order, we hoped, to bring in some income to help fill the freezer and satisfy the requirement of the law that we must actually be farmers. The neighbors and parishioners were very kind and welcoming, and they gave us lots of much-needed advice and help. We learned a lot about sheep. With all due respect, I think I can say that we know more about sheep than Jesus, who was, after all, a carpenter, and who most likely lived in town. Well, in a flock of sheep, there will be a leader. Ours was the biggest and heaviest ewe, E-W-E. She would always be the first out to pasture in the morning and the first back to the pen in the evening. My monastic cell was in the barn at the time. And at night, through the wall, I would hear shuffling and bumping as the ewes butted heads. They liked to do this at night, back in the pen. They would actually go back, they'd back up and come at each other, you know, working up some steam. Presumably they were working out their frustrations. Each one had her own personality, and they had their issues. But you could hear them butting one another. Boom! Sister Jean Marie was the shepherd, and when she called, they would come. She knew their names, and they definitely knew her voice. But they were by no means a quiet, dumb flock who walked in lockstep. Not at all. We are Christ's flock, numbering about 1.376 billion baptized Roman Catholics at the last count at the end of 2021. We do not march in lockstep, but this should not trouble us. Pope Francis, our shepherd, wants a synodal church. Catholics who think, discuss, and even butt heads, as we do with one another. Catholics who may differ, but who do so in charity. Catholics who remember who Christ is, the one that we all follow, the shepherd, the beloved shepherd, who laid down his life for us. Amen. God bless you.